Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
You cut off 2 minutes per pick per team, okay, in theory. You're cutting off an hour and 4 minutes. And you're making it much more likely that if you're trying to create, just humor me here, this draft starts at 8, right?
Yep.
If you're trying to create new fans, it's usually not over till about 11:30. I feel like most years with a 10-minute gap, because that's 32 teams, 300, whatever. It could be 300 minutes. You got young fans who want to stay up with dad or mom to watch the pick, and their team's picking 23rd.
Yeah.
Way better chance that they don't have to go to bed yet because it might only be 9:30 or 9:40 or whatever instead of 10:45. I don't need to see, like, I respect the dudes who do this and work the desk, because I think that's got to be a hard job to, like, say interesting things and whatever. I don't need to see them flailing in between picks sometimes.
Well, they didn't flail last year.
And they don't have anything left.
It was just Mel Kiper after every pick got made.
Where's Shedeur Sanders?
That team had set its franchise back several years by not taking Shedeur Sanders.
How much pumpkin pie has Mel been eating these? I mean, Shedeur did not win the game, but he had an interesting game statistically against the Titans. He put up numbers. A lot of screen passes.
If he beats the Steelers in a couple of weeks, that is going to go down as one of the most, like,
it'll be Tebow-esque.
Heartbreaking losses in Steelers history.
I mean, what if
that guy in his rookie year beats them?
What if he beats the Steelers when they're 8-7 coming in? Let's say they beat the Dolphins, lose on the road to the Lions. They're somehow, the zombie Ravens haven't gone away yet. And the Steelers then suddenly have to win an in. It's like a de facto division title game in week 18. If Shedeur were to do that to, like, block them from winning a division title right then and there, that would make people sick to their stomachs.
Yeah, that would be grounds for termination. But as we've pointed out and talked about, Tomlin should have been fired.
Pony, I'm pretty sure Tomlin could blow up the stadium like Bane does in Dark Knight Rises, and Art would say, well, the stadium needed to be blown up. We needed a new playing surface.
All right, so back to the question about Rodgers. I get the impression that the Steelers are still, look, they're not a team that is going to show their hand or, like, make a declarative statement on a guy before the season is over. But I do think that Rodgers is still possibly in their plans for next year. And I think part of it, too, is where they're going to draft and the pool of available quarterbacks, which has really thinned out as far as guys that are going to be eligible for the draft, to declare for the draft, who are first-round graded-out quarterbacks. Now, there's still the playoff. Mm-hmm. There's still the combine. There's still pro days. But this, the regular season of college football is over. And the college and the draft cognoscenti, the draft experts, are weighing in on this. They think there are only two first-round quarterbacks right now.
Mendoza for sure, and then Moore.
And Moore. That's it.
Texas Tech, Baron Morton's their weak link. Georgia, Stockton, no one thinks of him.
And they've got those guys going in most mock drafts in the top two or three picks.
Right, like one and three.
Yeah. So that's the dilemma for the Steelers.
We don't even know if a guy like that's got prodigious natural ability like Sellers is even declaring yet, do we? He might still stay. Because for him, if you get a change of scenery to a better team, somebody might hand you a bag.
And he's going to get paid, exactly.
Like somebody's going to hand you a bag for $5 million.
That's going to be more than you make your first year in the NFL.
Now, I've seen it posited, and I agree with this, that if you're just playing the simple money game, if you're going to be a first-round pick in the NFL, you go. Mm-hmm. Like, if you were getting advice that you're going to be a first, and even I think probably in some cases, like a top 40 pick, 45, you go.
Yeah.
But in Sellers' case, you can have your cake and eat it too. If you really think you'd benefit from an extra year of playing in a better system from somebody, right? Like the old Bill Parcells rule. He always wanted quarterbacks who'd played a ton of games in college. You can make probably $4 or $5 million legitimately, like that amount of money somewhere else. That's not a disintegrating South Carolina roster. If you have a huge year, which he absolutely could, because he's got the physical tools to do it. And from all I've seen and read, he's like a really good kid who wants to be good. You're going to be the number one pick next year, or number two at worst, if Arch Manning like continues the way he ended his season. Mm-hmm. At worst, you'll be two. It'll be you and Arch. Like, so I think there's real impetus. Like, that's what NIL has done. There's real impetus for a lot of these guys, especially at a position that requires development, to come back. So, yeah, point being, it's Mendoza and it's Moore, and the Steelers have no access to either guy.
Unless they trade tons of first-round picks to get
up to one of those guys. We know this franchise only trades firsts and stuff like that and moves around to try to get inside linebackers who are undersized. Okay.
But that was with the draft in New York and not in – or in wherever it was, and not in Pittsburgh. Do they break all of their rules because they want to most eventful, most epic draft in Steelers history?
I mean, if they still view the head coach as like the featured person in the organization, they might not feel like they have to make that kind of splash. I actually think if they decide that it's way too pricey for the quarterbacks, and you know Omar's going to tell them, like, hey, it costs this much. Weidel's going to make his board. He's going to say, we would have to give up a ton. They might look at it and say, if we can get one of the good wide receivers coming out this year, Tate or Tyson out. Tyson's got injuries to worry about at Arizona State. But like Carnell Tate, who I've seen mocked as high as like fourth. But
ESPN's draft with Field Yates today had them picking Lemon from USC, a wide receiver.
Mekhi
with the 20th
Lemon,
pick.
Yeah. I mean, he's a dude. He's very impressive. He wins like getting off the bus. If they were to do something like that at a position we know they are starving for, to the point where they just activated MVS and Thielen.
Yeah.
I'm not saying Steelers fans wouldn't be somewhat disappointed because they want to see a quarterback and a changing of the guard, but I do think people here are canny enough and savvy enough to know that that's like a major, that's a need and that's a splashy position.
How would you feel if their quarterback depth chart next year is the same as it is this year? It's the same three guys.
I actually would not like that because I just think it would be foolhardy. Looking at the way Rodgers has played in terms of the bad games he's played, and there have been enough of them, I don't need to see that anymore.
Okay, but Chris, if it's not this,
I would actually
and it's
be
not the draft, then what the heck do you do?
I would be fine if it's not going to be this and it's not going to be the draft with giving the people what they've desired and clamored for so long. Just let your Mason Rudolph bridge season happen.
And it's Rudolph and Howard.
Yes,
and
Skylar Thompson can come back if he wants and hang out.
Donnie, how would you feel about that?
About which thing? Same depth chart or the Mason Rudolph?
Either one.
Season?
What Malzie
yeah,
just
like
said.
What I just threw out there, though. Mason finally gets his time in the sun.
I mean, so if it was the same exact thing, I'll start there first. I think I would feel pretty similar to how I did coming into this year, where I think, again, a season that is headed to probably a similar destination, and you would wonder if the AFC North injuries stack up the way that they did this year. So, I mean, I would still think they're probably like a 9-win team with the same thing. If they go the Mason Rudolph route.
Howard.
Yeah, then I think it's, you know, maybe like a win or two below that, probably two below that.
And would you prefer that to bring in Rodgers back for a second go-round?
I mean, if your plan would be to then draft a quarterback in 2027 – that should be the plan. We don't. We
Donnie,
know. We know
also
that they won't do that, though.
I know, but doesn't it? I know that if we just went with what they'll do or what they would think about doing, yes, this would be a different conversation.
So wait a minute.
Just give you, though, the answer on Rudolph? Like, you'd show everybody that's been whining about him. You get the answer on that guy. If he's really bad, you go to Howard and you get a sense of what he's capable of. And then you move. Then you have, like, two birds with one stone.
So wait a minute. What do you guys think is the likeliest scenario right now? It can't be they trade three firsts for Mendoza, can it?
No.
I don't think it is.
I don't believe that to be the likeliest.
So then
scenario.
What is the likeliest? They coax Rodgers into coming back for another year?
God, you know what? You know what I've seen? I think maybe it was you or somebody else said they think like that they might be connected to Daniel Jones. That's horrifying.
But they had their crack at Jones this year and didn't do it.
Well, here's the list of guys who will be just some pending free agents, UFAs next year, quarterback, okay?
Yes.
Jones is obviously the big one. Rodgers is still listed as, like, when they go by market value.
Yes, before you give the rest of the list, it can't be Jones, though, now because he's hurt.
Well, that's what I mean.
You don't know when he's going to come back and play.
You figure that he's not coming back before, what, August? Maybe later.
Probably later than
that. Like October.
Yeah.
He's a younger guy than Kirk Cousins when Kirk did it and Rodgers did it, so he should heal better. He's a better athlete than those guys. But that's still your Achilles rolling up and blowing up on you.
Right.
So take him off the list. I'm just going to read down the names here. Stop me if I say a name, seriously, that even gets you one of you to arch an eyebrow. You ready, Don?
Mm-hmm.
Aaron Rodgers, Russell Wilson, Marcus Mariota, Zach Wilson, Tyrod Taylor, Joe Flacco, Kenny Pickett, Jimmy Garoppolo, Mitch Trubisky, Case Keenum, Trey Lance, Josh Johnson on his 82nd team, Carson Wentz, Brandon Allen, Malik Willis. We're getting to the point now where it's farcical. My point is
Rivers.
There's just not. There's just not.
Willis is a free agent.
Yeah.
I think he's interesting.
He was good when he had to pinch hit for them and
2 years in a row.
But doesn't that just strike you as a much more like well conceived offense and team with a better idea of it?
Of course it does. But if my options are, we'll see how he plays the last four games. My options are Aaron Rodgers or a depth chart that's Malik. It would be funny if it was Malik Willis and Mason because that was what the Titans tried to do 2 years ago.
Donnie, look at how the tables have turned on Pony. The guy who said you can't pick Willis, you've got to pick Kenny Pickett, but I think Mike's going to make the wrong move, has come back around to Malik Willis.
They could also do their classic, like, oh, we really had interest in this guy coming out of the draft. We just went with another one.
Well, he actually would fit in one way. Pony, we cut you off here, but I'll let you finish. Willis would be intriguing in Smith's system because Smith's system had its greatest success when he had a pretty mobile quarterback in Tannehill who could move around. Willis can really move around.
Yeah, and I think he's been pretty good when he's been called on in Green Bay.
You don't need to think. He's been objectively good.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
He's been called upon.
A week from tonight, it is our 93.7 The Fan Christmas karaoke annual tradition at Mike's Beer Bar. We were asked today to submit the Christmas songs we'll be performing. And we went with Old Faithful. And that song has brought the house down every year we've done this. It is free. It is a lot of fun. Bring yourself, bring your friends, and if you can, bring some canned food donations to support the North Hills Cares Foundation. Details at 93.7thefan.com. Time to go all access with NFL on CBS, Pittsburgh-based sideline reporter Aditi Kinkabwala. Brought to you by Sir Grout Pittsburgh, your local grout cleaning expert, and Tapped Brick Oven and Poorhouse in Greensburg. Aditi will have a big battle in the AFC North Sunday between the Ravens and Bengals. Aditi, are you someone who listens to Christmas music this time of year?
I do. Yeah. I do.
Is it anathema for me to suggest that?
Until after Thanksgiving.
Okay, that's fair. Is it
I
bad of me?
I don't like when they start playing Christmas music at Halloween. I really have a problem with that.
I haven't actually heard that.
I'm not about like rushing holiday. Well,
I agree.
You know, let's be where your feet are. Enjoy the moment that you're in, as opposed to waiting for a holiday that's like, or like thinking about a holiday that's three holidays away.
Aditi, I just want to say very quickly that I loved you used a somewhat profound, like sort of motivational self-help quote, like be where your feet are, to describe not playing Christmas music too early. Would it pain you to know, as a New Jersey native, that probably by orders of magnitude, my least favorite Christmas song is Springsteen doing Santa's Coming to Town, where he sounds like he's half in the bag and he's like yelling over to his bandmates.
Favorite?
I can't. He's like, hey, favorite? Guys.
I don't really like it either.
He sounds like they recorded it while he had like 10 martinis.
Least favorite is so martinis? You think Bruce Springsteen is a martini?
No, Boilermakers.
I do not. I don't. I think he's a beer and a shot guy.
Yeah, I mean, he is a Jersey guy. Let's be honest here.
All right, so I'm not going to be where my feet are, because we were just having a conversation before we brought you on about Mike Tomlin was talking about Aaron Rodgers, and he did play his best game in a Steelers uniform in a critical spot against the Ravens, the division kind of on the line. He outplays Lamar Jackson. They win. But I said to Chris, we've only got four games left here. The college football season is over. It doesn't look like there's a big crop of quarterbacks in this next draft that you can bank on. So what the heck is this team going to do at quarterback next year? And I posited maybe the most likely scenario is that this year's quarterback depth chart is just back next year. Rodgers, Rudolph, and Howard, and they give Howard a chance to beat out Rudolph. And maybe at some point Rodgers gives way to Howard, but maybe not. And they just kind of kick the can down the road, and they don't give up four first-round picks to take Mendoza or Moore or somebody like that. What's your take?
They'll never give up four first-round picks to do that. That's not how they operate. And why is that crazy? I mean, Philip Rivers just came off of 5 years on the couch and has designs on taking the Colts into the playoffs. I think that every time an older quarterback gets out there. Has anybody asked Ben yet if like Ben is motivated to come out of retirement?
We are hotly anticipating Ben on his podcast implying that multiple teams have contacted him about taking over as their quarterback.
That he could do that. Seriously. But you know what's crazy about this? So an athlete workout is not the same as a dad workout. And I know that Joe Flacco, the year that the Browns pulled him off the couch, was actually throwing every single week. Now, that was a year. So like half a year from having played. Phillip Rivers hasn't played in 5 years. But here's what I'm curious about. From the minute that Anthony Richardson got hurt and Chris Ballard and the Colts made a decision not to bring in a veteran, did Phillip Rivers start throwing differently?
Florio, when he was on with us last hour, implied that he was on like, that they had reached out to him and just let him know, hey, if something happens to Daniel Jones, you're on standby. And that he's been aware of this for a month.
Yes. I mean, no one has asked him this, but the fact that he admitted that as soon as Daniel got hurt on Sunday, his first thought was, are they going to call me? That wouldn't be the case unless you were actually prepping to do that. Now, Aaron Rodgers, clearly, even though his age, it was just his birthday, we share a birthday, he's 42, but he didn't play those first few years in his
32.
Career, and he obviously missed it, don't I wish. And he, actually, I don't wish, but anyway, even though he doesn't have the same wear as somebody who played every single season up until the age of 42, okay, right? He didn't play at the start of his career, and he missed a year a few years ago. I think that Aaron Rodgers sees 44-year-old Phillip Rivers and is like, why can't I do this? And if he is having fun, and if he is enjoying it, and if he is liking being out there, why would he not want to run it back? And as you said, there are no can't-miss prospects in the draft.
And I do think that one clue that he has still a lot of sway and power, and obviously, you know, so demanding and like is so still determined to win, is what they did at wide receiver. They brought Thielen in at 35. They played MVS and they benched Roman Wilson. I think that has a ton of Rodgers' influence in it, don't you?
Some, for sure. But I don't, you know, I don't have a problem with a quarterback saying, this is who I trust, or this is who has earned my trust, or if it's valid, right? Because that chemistry, that camaraderie, that connection matters in every single way.
If he says Roman Wilson isn't good enough to play, I get it. If he says Garrett Wilson doesn't, well, then that's a different story. But in this specific example, I agree with you. I think Rodgers not trusting Roman Wilson is warranted.
Yeah, sometimes it's about trust. It's like, is this a guy that's willing to go over the middle? Is this a guy whose hands are reliable? Is this a guy that I know can run the route exactly as I want him to run the route? Those are all, I mean... And again, MBS was kind of raised on Rodgers, who we've talked about repeatedly, is extremely exacting when it comes to practice and in his expectations of his receivers. Davante Adams said a long time ago to me that he is the receiver he is because of what Rodgers demanded of him at practice.
Aditi, I will jump into being where my feet will be, or where everyone's feet will be metaphorically on Monday night, which is Akershire Stadium, being there, watching it, whatever, and the Steelers in a suddenly weirdly resurgent zombie Dolphins team that's 5-1 in its last six, that's running the daylights out of the ball, and whose game you were on this weekend. I watched the condensed version, which I apologize for doing because that usually cuts off all of your contributions. Yes, I think I caught like two seconds of a report. This is a practical matter. I'm trying to churn through games. That looked like... And I don't, you know, because of the injury to Tyrod Taylor and because of the Dolphins' fast start, that felt to me like a game that was so uncompetitive that I could almost extrapolate nothing about what I could expect out of the Dolphins, because it barely felt like an NFL game after about one quarter.
You know, it's tough, and it's interesting because Mike McDaniel had actually said to us in our production meeting, you guys are probably looking at this on paper and rolling your eyes, but I guarantee you, you actually drew the best draw. He's like, this is going to be a great one. And the way that the Jets had been playing, the fight that the Jets had been showing, no, because the Jets came in having won 3 of 5,
sure,
and they'd been playing tough. They'd been playing physically. The pass game showed a lot more promise with Tyrod Taylor than it had with Justin Fields. So it was valid, and it's a rivalry game, so it was valid to say that. But literally on the first play, Tyrod Taylor hurt his groin. The first play.
Yeah.
And then the Dolphins came out and did basically a mind blank with a Jalen Waddle run that was just a bunch of eye candy. And the Dolphins are really, really good at this, right? They do a lot of pre-snap motion that's just eye candy. And that Jalen Waddle run so befuddled, confused, threw off the Jets defense that you literally could watch them take almost a whole quarter to get settled back in. But at that point, the Dolphins had gone up big. Now, from there, the Jets did indeed settle in a little bit. But you had Brady Cook, a rookie who'd never taken a first-team snap, who fumbled a center snap exchange with the center because he'd never taken an exchange with him, out there trying his best. He had two nice drives that ended in end zone interceptions. So the game was maybe potentially a little bit more competitive. But I will say this, the Dolphins have some outstanding player leadership. We had them the Browns game, which was the lowest of the low. They were completely blown out, threw a bunch of picks. It was awful. Dylan Gabriel got his first win. And after that, it was actually the captains and the leadership council who went to Mike McDaniel and said, we've got to simplify stuff. Zach Sealer on the defensive line said, I'm playing with a bunch of rookies. We can't be running this defense that you want to run. It was Tua saying, look, I can't make up for everybody else. You're asking way too much of the receivers. And we need to run the ball. And interesting fact, offensive coordinator Frank Smith had been up in the box after that Browns game when they played the Falcons. They go on the road, they play the Falcons. Frank Smith came down on the field. And here's another little interesting aside. Frank Smith was one of Ben Roethlisberger's offensive linemen at Miami of Ohio. But anyway, since Frank Smith has been on the field, the Dolphins have run the ball in a much, much, much more concerted way. And I talked to Devon Achane about this last week.
Is he going to play, by the way? What happened? You were on the sideline. You saw his injury. Is he fine for Monday?
No, I heard he could have gone back in had he needed to.
Yes. I don't think it was necessary because of how big they were up. But I will tell you this, that Jalen Wright
ran
unbelievably well. I mean,
he looked
so
very
well.
Good.
And this is a guy, Jalen Wright has, I think, like 30 snaps, maybe 35 snaps.
Didi, he looked like the
game.
Kind of guy they would want to lean on when they're coming up to Pittsburgh and it's going to be in the teens. Like, he looked like a guy that's going to run straight ahead and dare you to tackle him. Like, I watched
him
that game and kind of made
him.
A mental note of him.
And that's the point. That line has been outstanding. It is playing so tough, so hard, so in sync. They obviously love run blocking. I mean, I would be worried about the way that they are running the ball, for sure.
All right.
And now, Jalen Wright has proved that there's a 1-2 punch. It's not just one guy.
Steelers and Dolphins Monday, Sunday afternoon. Sit on the couch and watch and listen to Aditi because we'll get Bengals and
Ravens.
Yes, Ravens-Bengals.
You'll get it, won't you?
Yes, we will. You bet.
Oh, I'm so excited. You don't want to talk about Lamar and Joe Burrow?
We only have, we have no time. I'm hearing in my ear that I need to shut up and say goodbye to you. So,
wow.
All right. Goodbye, everybody.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Time is 4:30. Lynch Golf Sales at Pine Creek, the best golf store for all your Christmas gifts. Keep them in mind this holiday season. Let's get to the Donnie Football Debrief. Donnie's biggest football topic of the day brought to you by Saloni's Italian Bread. Over 100 years of baking experience. Don?
The Debrief, December 10, 2025. This coming out earlier today from some folks who cover the New York Giants. The season has not gone very well for the G-men. They also fired assistant defensive line coach Brian Cox during the bye week.
That Brian Cox?
Brian Cox.
The former Dolphins linebacker.
The guy who wore the big, like...
plate on the back of his shoulder.
I'm pretty sure it's the same guy.
Okay.
Not the actor Brian Cox from, Succession or whatever?
Isn't he an old guy that does McDonald's commercials now?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know why he decided he needed to do ba-da-da-da-da.
Yeah, okay.
But here is the reason. Here was the final straw to why he got fired. Mm-hmm. His reaction to a seating arrangement being changed on the flight home from the Patriots game when assistant coaches were moved from the front of the plane to the back.
So he looked at that as a slap in the face, as a sign of disrespect, apparently.
I guess so, and I guess after voicing his feelings, they said
he was told
that's
to take
all
a
she
hike.
Wrote.
The New York Post saying, I guess he was a big ally of Brian Daboll when Daboll was there, that Cox was one of the coaches in the building who had Daboll's back the most.
That just screams of we were looking for a reason to fire a guy, and he could have like the smallest, tiniest infraction, and we're going to use that as a reason to get rid of him.
100%.
He was a bad mamma jamma when he played football.
He was one of those dudes that, like, from that era of football, I've pretty vividly, you know how you can picture some players easier than others because of just, like, an identifiable way they played or whatever? The look he had with the plate and just the way he went about playing, very easy for me to transport back in time.
Another around the NFL note, not only are we going to get a chance to possibly watch 44-year-old Philip Rivers, even though Riley Leonard was back at practice and was a full go today for Indy. So maybe that gets delayed somewhat. But it looks like per all NFL outlets, basically, that it's Kenny Pickett time in Vegas. And their first game with him at quarterback is in Philly on Sunday at 1:00. And let me tell you something. You know right now in Philly, with the way that team is going, if he goes in there and plays well on Monday, their fans are going to say things like, we should have kept him because he's better than Hurts.
No.
100%.
No, because those fans thought Tanner McKee was better than Pickett.
Well, do you think that they have, like, take integrity there?
Yes, I actually do think there's take integrity there.
I don't. They were getting pissed off at talking.
Actually, you know what? Let me take that back. Their only take is being pissed off at all times.
Right.
So no, in a way they have integrity, but not that way.
They threatened to kill talking heads who didn't rate Jalen Hurts in the top five of quarterbacks before the year started. And now they're openly having conversations there like maybe Sam Howell is better than Jalen Hurts and should go in and play right now. That is the state of the Philadelphia Eagle and their mutant mindset for sports.
the mutant mindset. Isn't Jalen Carter still dinged up?
I don't have that in front of me right now.
He didn't play against the Chargers.
No, he did not.
If he's dinged up, like I feel like Pickett would have a prayer to be standing at the end of the game. If he's playing, Kenny might as well just like have the 98 tattooed onto his jersey.
If Kenny cooks against the Eagles, though, will you come on the air Monday and for 60 seconds at some point?
I'd be like, that was impressive.
I would say, I'm wrong.
Well, like writ large, I'm wrong about this player? Hell no.
But will you be more open-minded that he can be an NFL quarterback if he has a big game?
Because it's now been the Steelers.
Yeah.
The Eagles,
right,
and the Browns. Mm-hmm. Admittedly, you've actually got three hilarious bowls of porridge. The reigning champs, a team that is perpetually in the middle, and a team that can't get out, tie its own shoes without tripping.
Uh-huh.
All saying we're good. We're ready to move on from this guy. We're going to trade him. That's how, I don't want to say little we think of him, but that's how expendable we think he is. The Raiders watch Geno Smith play horrible football for a lot of the year, be injured as hell, and still couldn't wait to get Geno Smith hobbling back onto the field in a primetime game because they didn't want Pickett out there. If he plays well against the Eagles, I'll say, wow, every dog. Like, Mike White threw for 400 yards in a game not that many years ago, Pony. I'm not going to say I was wrong and I'm going to have a more open mind about him. No.
But your expectation is he'll stink against the Eagles.
I don't think it's going to go well for Kenny against the Eagles.
Jared Goff went into Philadelphia and didn't convert a third down and had the worst pass. Like, went 18 pass attempts in a row without a completion.
I will give Kenny credit for throwing like a nice ball on a touchdown, but I am wondering now I know why we bring it up. We have a little fun with it. It gets me fired up. But like, I'm wondering when we're going to get to the point with garden variety pit fan out there, where when Kenny does something like that, I won't at least see like one angry tweet saying Steelers gave up.
Yeah, Donnie, what happens if Kenny Pickett beats the Eagles? What happens to Pitt and Steelers Twitter that day?
It'll explode.
I almost can't even like fathom it.
Absolutely explode.
If he has
the fact
like
that the Steelers don't play that day, may make it even worse because there's no game to combat it with.
Here's the other thing, Donnie. If he throws, and I don't think I have to worry about this, but if he were to throw for like 320 and three touchdowns and be like the reason that they go in there and pull a big upset, he just has objectively like some sort of insane game and he's hitting shots down the field, all that stuff.
Uh-huh.
And people want to come out of the woodwork to say, look at you, Mueller, you moron. You criticized this guy. You ran him out of town. It's your fault. If he does that, fine. But, and I don't think this could happen, if he goes in there and does like the classic game manager, 13 of 21, 108 yards, a touchdown, and he doesn't turn the ball over and like freaking Ashton, somebody. Bowers has like a crazy catch and run for the only touchdown and his air yards are nothing. And Genty has a great, great game. And their Max Crosby sacks Hurts four times.
Yeah.
And they squeak out of there with like a 13-12 win because Hurts can't stop throwing picks.
Uh-huh.
And then people act like, look at him. He's got the will to win. I am going to have a fit on the air the next day. I will devote 5 minutes of this show to ranting about that.
The Raiders' remaining schedule is at the Eagles, at the Texans, home for the Giants, and then home for the Chiefs. If I set Kenny Pickett's total touchdowns in those four games at 6, at 5.5, let's say.
So passing and rushing combined.
No, just passing touchdowns. 5.5 in those under. Four games. Would you take the over or the under?
I would take the under.
Donnie?
Say that again.
5.5 passing touchdowns for Kenny Pickett total. If he plays in the Raiders' final four games, at the Eagles, at the Texans, the Giants, and Chiefs. 5.5. Does he go over or under that?
Under.
I don't think he's ever had a five-game stretch in his career where he's thrown that many. Charles in the YouTube comments, when Kenny beats the Eagles, they're going to talk about his hands growing three sizes like the Grinch's heart. That's a good one. This one I think this is a little even for Philly extreme, but I don't think it's that far off. If Pickett were to beat the Eagles, says Steve, Sirianni is done.
Though fans will say stuff like that for sure. Stewart brings up a good point. If the Eagles were to make Jalen Hurts available in a trade this offseason, would you be interested?
Not particularly, no.
Really?
I wouldn't be.
Is it because that team would be choosing to move on from him, and that would have you
a little bit? And I don't think
spooked.
I don't think he would be put in the position here that he has been at time at Philly with just an absurd roster, really on both, like a truly loaded roster,
yeah,
top to bottom. And I also do get the sense that he would have a lot of the same problems that Steelers quarterbacks have that people bitch about. He does. He's allergic to the middle of the field. He can run. I get that. What do you? Your eyeballs have raised. I'm going on and on here about how Jalen Hurts, all he likes to do is...
No, finish your point. And then
all he likes to do is throw go balls. If you watch him play, and I know you do, you know this, Donnie knows this, he lives on the outside trying to throw those kind of all or nothing shots. And he's good at them. Don't get me wrong. We've seen him be good at them. But when those aren't there, he does not throw the ball to the middle. And I think the guy is a tremendous leader by and large. Like, he's kept A.J. Brown kind of like from completely blowing his stack. But part of the reason Brown gets mad is because Hurts isn't good enough. That bothers me. And I don't think he's going to get better. I kind of think this is who he is.
I agree with you. And I've been an advocate of his, and I've stood up for him in debates, especially with like Lamar Jackson, because he's played great in big games. And
yeah,
Lamar
he's been awesome in both Super Bowls he's played in.
But I do feel like, when you also factor into it how much money he's making, I would be concerned that he would come here and look like the version of himself he's been for most of this year. So, yeah, I don't think I would be all that interested in less like the... Well, the Eagles just gave him away and paid a bunch of his salary, I would, but I don't see them doing that. No, my eyes were raised because the Michigan Wolverines have just fired their head coach for cause.
Sharon Moore done?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
And for cause?
Yeah, for cause.
That's shady business going on then, because I thought they were a team heading in the right general direction with Underwood and everything else.
Gone. See you later.
What was he connected to any random like little off-field stuff? What am I forgetting?
He'd been suspended this year for some things, but I think it was going back to the
Harbaugh era.
That's
right?
What I thought.
And wasn't his one? He had done something on the sideline that people just more like laughed at. It was more like just college coach being a college coach. I haven't heard him connected to anything
done
this year. And you know, this has been the year of Malzahn being Mr. College Football Maven.
Gone.
I got to ask my people about this, Pony.
All right, that was a Donnie Football debrief.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Dianaroga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.